Sports.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Weirdos and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Should have Jake, the other guy, up in just a minute here. He's out in North Carolina setting up events and doing events tomorrow in North Carolina. For those that did not know, I'm about to tell you, we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate, the conservatives that the liberals are afraid of, the voice to pro-murderers, they call themselves the choicers, wish to silence, the patriots that the globalists despise. We are them Americans. We are the Sons of Liberty, and welcome to the show. Speaking of the pro-murderers, the pro-choicers, as they like to call themselves, for those that did not know, they are opening up an investigation, a federal investigation, concerning Planned Parenthood. Can we say the fox in the chicken coop, friends? What do you think they're going to find? Do you think they're going to tell on themselves? Just food for thought. Just trying to get you to think, because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Friends, we are also the patriots that the globalists despise. We are them Americans. We are the Sons of Liberty. If you'd like to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to go to Facebook, you can go over there and check out Sons of Liberty Radio. Again, that's Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Downloads, uploads, letters of commendation, recommendation, whatever the case might be. Brand new pictures. Jake in Philadelphia hanging out with George Bush and John Adams. I said it again, didn't I? Of course, I was talking about George Washington. That was a big boo-boo that I made yesterday. I just thought I'd humor myself. If you could see me right now, friends, I'm actually patting myself on the back. I love it. Yes! Friends, if you'd like to be my friend on Facebook, you can. Bradley Dean. And by the way, thank you for the response. Thank you for the response during the radio airtime, too. I'd rather have you call in and weigh in rather than texting me, but that's okay, too. We've been getting inundated with emails as well, so we appreciate your correspondence. But again, I'd rather have you on the radio because I make it your radio show because, friends, the Sons of Liberty is your radio show. This is about servitude towards you to win the freedoms that God has bestowed upon us through the sacrifice of his son, Jesus Christ, and the sacrifice of heroic men and women throughout our American history, namely our veterans. Friends, as well, if you'd like to also go on to my Twitter account, that is BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1 on my Twitter accounts, and the phone lines are accessible, 1-877-807-9977. Again, 1-877-807-9977. Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, Mr. Other Guy? Because
it's a terrible place to be when
there he is.
Somebody else's head.
Okay.
Am I loud and clear?
Yes, you're perfect. I wasn't sure if you were on there or not because I didn't see you on the studio line. So therefore, you must be channeling in through GCN. Is that correct, the other guy?
I'm channeling into the Genesis Communication Network. Yes, indeed. As a matter of fact, you were just on this morning with Mr. Charles Butler, the Charles Butler.
Yes, it was.
That was a great interview, by the way.
It was, and it was very different because I could feel Charles's backbone right away. So I didn't know what direction, because when I'm on Stan Montine's shows, it's interesting that when I'm doing his show, he actually just says, "So, Bradley, what are your thoughts?" And he lets me preach. I mean, he'll let me go for the whole hour. Well, Charles Butler was a little bit different, but I appreciate the time. Charles is a cool guy. We did it. We got the hat and the T-shirt, so what do I say?
He's got something to say, and he's ready to dominate this administration because of its atrocities towards the American people, which brings me to...
I heard he's a racist, though, Jake. Is that true?
Yeah, he's very racist.
You know, so that's what he said when I was on the radio with him. He's a black dude, isn't he?
He's black. He doesn't like any of that racial discrimination stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But speaking to that topic of understanding what is the government's role in your life, we started a Constitution course not too long ago. We graduated three different classes, and in 2 weeks, August 22nd, will be our next course starting. It's a 12-week course. If you haven't signed up yet, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Down in the bottom, there's a clickable icon where you can get signed up and get that information, or call and get information.
Jake, I'm curious. Just let me interject a thought real quick, a question mark. How many people did you get signed up this time around?
I honestly don't know.
Churches? You got church groups involved now and the such?
Yep, church
okay.
groups. And also, every time you usually do the course, then people go recruit their family members, and multiple people take the course over and over again. And you can do it by webcast, so you don't even have to fly into Minnesota to watch it. You can take it virtually. And then we also upload the class and the courses onto YouTube. We give you a private link.
But Jake, what's also important for people to understand, though, too, is the fact that my 9-year-old took the course.
Mm-hmm.
Your 10-year-old took the course. So you're telling me a kid can understand this course?
Absolutely. The youngest person we've graduated was a 6-year-old. And the oldest person I think we've graduated, this is just our class. This course is offered in 50 states. She was in her 80s, and she's writing letters to the editor every day. She can't get out. She's not super mobile right now, but she took it, and she said, out of all my years of being alive, I never understood the Constitution the way that I learned it in this course.
Amen.
And so that just set her ablaze and on fire. So if you're old, young, it doesn't matter.
So Grandma rocks.
Course. That's right. Oh, man, she did, too. She still does, as a matter of fact. She's probably going to come to our next graduation, hopefully, if we can get her up to that. But you can do it at Sons of Liberty Radio.com, right down at the bottom, Constitution course. It's $10 per class. You make a donation. There is an investment into it. There's a graduation, a certificate, diploma. And we get you invigorated with the Constitution, knowing your rights. You can see, as to the beginning of our topic, what is the government's role in your life, what isn't it, and where it shouldn't be, take it out. And where it should be, then embrace that and serve that, because God has instituted governments among men.
Amen. Well, I don't know what to say. Go ahead, Jake.
You've got the conference coming up, too, Truth for New Generation. Just this morning, I sat down with probably well over a dozen pastors here in southern, it's weird to say this, but southern North Carolina, and they're all on board. I just gave a short constitutional vignette to them, and every single one of them, eyes open, ears perked, this is what's missing, this is where we need to engage. Our culture is going downhill because we've ceased to be salt and light. And just a really great response. We're going to be doing an event here in Rockingham. After, Bradley, you do the Truth for a New Generation conference in Charlotte, North Carolina. I just posted it on Facebook on Sons of Liberty, but that's going to be going on in September 27th and 28th in Charlotte. Right after that, we're going to drive right back here to Rockingham in this area and doing 5 days of events that will culminate at a football field in one of the local high schools here for a big event, where it's going to bring all of these churches, all these civic groups together, and also business owners who are saying, we want the Sons of Liberty here in our community. So this is something you can do, not only here, come see us, but you can start in your community, no matter where it is in the United States, or we could transcend the international barrier and go internationally as well, folks. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com is a bookings form right there, and there's contact info. We encourage you to come to Charlotte, come to Rockingham for those events. Tomorrow night, we're going to be at a church, Freedom Baptist Church. I posted on Sons of Liberty Radio Facebook. The address for that is right on US 1 in Rockingham. Just met with the pastor a minute ago. They're super excited. They want to learn more about how the Constitution plays its role in their Christian responsibility before God and their country.
Welcome, my friends.
Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties. And we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Attention, citizens of Northern Arizona. Are you prepared? If not, now's your chance to get prepared at the Arizona Survivalist Prepper Expo. August 24th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Tim's Toyota Center in Prescott Valley. Visit with Arizona-based and national suppliers of such items as freeze-dried foods, solar ovens, solar equipment, tactical gear, camping gear, water filtration supplies, and much more. Do you need a bug-out bag? Do you need to stock up on freeze-dried food? Are you curious what a solar oven is? Take a tour of the ultimate bunker, a portable above or below ground survival shelter. Visit with doomsday prepper stars from around Arizona, such as Tim Ralston of Gear Up and Brian Moffat of Extreme Defense USA. Informative speakers will be providing valuable insight every hour on such topics as long-term food storage and emergency first aid skills. Bring your family, bring your friends, bring your neighbors. We won't rest until every citizen in Arizona is prepared. Visit our website, ArizonaSurvivalistShows.com.
Oh. Get me right on this, friend. So Jake, the other guy, is on the East Coast in South North Carolina. Here, let me say it again. So Jake, the other guy, is out on the East Coast in South North Carolina. Is that true? It's got to be, because I'm a little confused about this. So I know that Jake, the other guy, right now is, folks, we're turning talk radio into do radio. We really are. We're hands on. We're showing you our faith by our works continuously on a daily basis. We're being burnt. Friends, you would say this. You'd look at us and you'd say, guys, you're burning the candle at both ends. You know, instead of looking at it as a negative, not saying that anybody would make that, you know, well, actually define it out to be a negative, but I look at it as more of a positive, because if we're burning the candle out at both ends, I would say that's a great demonstration of love for God and for its people and country, wouldn't you? I would. I mean, that's just what I'm saying. We got Jake back on there yet?
Hello. You have reached the personal voicemail of Jake.
Oh, okay. That's someone's personal voicemail. That wouldn't be the right Jake, the other guy. Jake, you with us? Okay, so anyways, friends, if we can get him pulled back up, we can get him pulled back up. In the meantime, let's get Stephanie on the line right real quick here. Steph, you want to go ahead and share with what some of the... Okay, now I got Jake?
Yes, sir.
Oh, hey, okay, Jake, so I got a question for you really quick, and then we'll pull Steph up in just a second here. So you're on the East Coast in South North Carolina. I just wanted to clarify.
That's right, if that makes sense. And it's 105 degrees. It is so insanely hot out here. It's crazy.
Okay. And so it's hot... In the East Coast in South North Carolina.
That's right. It's hot. Okay. So it's very hot. Luckily, they have sweet tea, and everybody down here is extremely sweet. I don't know how they do it with all the tea.
That's true.
I don't know how they do it with all the tea. That's kind of like rhyming now, too. But, yeah, it's been a great time here. We got one more day. We'll be at Freedom Baptist Church tomorrow, 7 p.m. So if you're in the area, please come join us. You know, one of the quotes, and I wanted to read this. This was shocking this morning when I shared with the pastors here. This is literally a statement made by the NEA. They said, if the study of the Bible is to be excluded, the NEA, National Education Association,
yep.
If the study of the Bible is to be excluded from all state schools, if the inculcation of the principles of Christianity is to have no place in the daily program, if the worship of God is to form no part of the general exercise of these public elementary schools, then the good of the state would be better served by restoring all schools to church control. Now, they said that back in 1892, but that was what our education system was set on, even at that. It was the fact that God was going to be the principal of all of our education. If it wasn't, then we need to return it back to the church, because it would be disastrous if we forsook that.
Well,
so we're going to learn a lot about that tomorrow.
Yeah, let me interject a thought here, Jake. And then, okay, so what happens is the church forfeits duty. They're negligent when it comes to duty. They're derelict of duty. And so that stupid guy in the White House that everybody complains about, he stands up to the plate and he actually goes after the students. And
that's right.
The professed church is sitting back saying, and I'm not, I said the professed church, I'm making distinction between the church and the professed church. Well, the professed church sits back and says, well, there's nothing we can do about it. God's on his throne.
That's right.
Yeah.
Now, I will say this, because you said the professed church. That's exactly what the professed church says. These pastors I met with this morning, they were saying the opposite of that. Now, it's strange, because there's like a gap. People don't realize that they can stand up and fight. They don't know the tools that they have. But once you equip them with that, they react to it. And
Amen.
It's not a majority of them.
Amen.
But when the people start to react, that's when you see the difference, and it does not take a majority. Look, this clown in office and all of his minions, there's what? They've got probably 0.5% of America that are really sold out to their ideology.
Yep.
I'm in an area right now that votes mostly Democrat, even though Democrats have voted against God, against life, against marriage, etc. But if you ask any of them, are you for life? Are you for marriage between a man and a woman? Are you for the Bible? They would all say yes. So they're just messed in the head. It's an absolute ignorance play right now. Give people light and they'll walk in. Isn't that what Christ did? And that's what we're doing. So join us tomorrow at 7 p.m. at Freedom Baptist Church. Join again when you're in Charlotte on the 27th and 28th of September. Rather be there doing a conference. And also, too, I put down there for all the rock and roll people that love the drums and love music, and we're giving away a drum set. So Brad will be giving away one of his drum sets. There's a contest you can enter at Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook as well. I don't mean to be an infomercial. I know you got the rest of the show to do, so I just wanted to get all that off so you can stay in the loop with everything that we're doing and participate.
Well, I think that's the importance here, is the fact that, listen, if you're in North Carolina, people need to come and partake, and they can see you in action. Nobody can ever say of Bradley and the other guy that, you know what, they just talk. No, we want to be left with what we've done, not so much what we've said. Deeds, not words.
Amen.
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 So, okay, well, thank you for your time, Jake.
You got it. Have
all right, we'll see you. Yep, have fun in on the East Coast in South North Carolina in the 105 degree weather.
Amen.
Okay, cool. Thanks. Yeah. Okay, Steph. Now we had a couple callers and we have them leave messages or texts or the such. Steph, what was the phone calls like yesterday and the day before?
Well, as you mentioned, we always like to be able to hear from our callers. We did have Chris call from Florida yesterday. He wanted to catch you just before the show ended, but we got cut off too quickly. But he just wanted to say thank you for all the positive commentary rather than negative commentary that we so often hear all the time. So I thought that was pretty cool of him. We had David, who you did talk to from Washington State, on the phone yesterday.
Cool.
And after we got done and I talked with him here in the back, he was asking about how to advertise our show. He wanted to advertise our show on his game servers. So that's kind of an interesting fact. And we also had John, who had a called, you know, sometime earlier, I think it was maybe last week, and he was saying, do you have any type of bumper stickers or cards? He says, I've been burning the show to CDs and giving them out.
Okay.
So what we did here at the Sons of Liberty to make it very easy for him was we made specific flyers for him that he can post all around town in his community, send out via the email with the Listen Live number, our radio website, so on and so forth. So when callers call in, we certainly do appreciate it. We want to accommodate you as well to be able to get the word out for the Sons of Liberty.
Awesome. 1-877-807-9977. Now, Stephanie, I got a question for you. Your throat sounds like it's a little hashed.
You know, my mom said the very thing.
Can I ask you to sing something real quick? I just want to show the people what we have on our utility belts here at the Sons of Liberty.
Oh, boy. I don't know how close to sing this mic, but
I'll try.
Well,
what do you prefer, Jesus or Moses?
Oh, how about Jesus when trouble surrounded me?
Okay, friends, this is what we sing. Now, listen, this is I'll set it up for you, Steph. Right before we got married, what happened is Steph would sing the song in the truck. And I'd look at her and say, you got to sing that again. And she would sing it again. And I'd say, you got to sing that again. And she would sing it again. And I said, when we do high school assemblies, I want you to sing this song for everybody to hear. And how many times have I set the stage for you, Steph? 350, 60, 70 times now.
It's been a lot, yes.
Yep. And so here's the song that she sings for schools.
All right. I'm trying to get too close to the mic. When trouble surrounded me, oh, I didn't have to despair, no, 'cause Lord, you done told. that he'd always be there. It seemed like all my problems, they'd just begun. But I didn't have to worry no more, 'cause it was already won. Oh, Jesus, my sweet Jesus. Oh, how I love calling your name. Oh, Jesus, my sweet Jesus. Every day, your name is the same.
Honey, now I put you up to smoking Norfolk anytime. It's the anointing that breaks the yoke of bondage. And folks, guess what? Every night before I go to bed, I have the option of asking my wife to sing Amazing Grace to me. And by the way, we do at times. But do you see what happens when we use the gifts God gives unto us? Now, for those that didn't partake with that anointing, that downpour of the Spirit, either you're dead or you just don't know it yet. Because there's an outpouring of the Spirit, and we're to find our faith not in the wisdom of men's words, but in the power and the demonstration of the Spirit of God. Folks, God gives us gifts that he might be glorified through them. And Stephanie, I would say this, that you need to pay attention to what God has given you in every sense of the word, every step of the way, because you're going to answer to him. And by you not using that gift 24/7, well, as much as you can, I'm being a little facetious or over-exaggerating, but you're robbing God of his praise when you aren't singing. You need to give it to God. You know what? Elvis said that. Elvis sang all the time because he felt that he was making God happy, and that was his gift. And it's the same thing here, friends. So anyways, you got a little taste of my wife's gifts. By the way, my little 9-year-old boy is producing the show today. Carrie, our producer, is having a baby, and so she's going to have 3 babies. So little transition going on around the ministry here. But I just wanted to give you a little taste as to what happens in public schools. And by the way, we're not asking for permission to obey God and the laws of our constitutional republic. So what do you think of that? What about Moses stuff? I think these people are having fun listening to this. Can you do Moses? Folks, we got a break. We got a break. Maybe we'll save Moses for tomorrow.
Okay,
that was great.
Okay.
Folks, Bradley, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Please give us a call today. Weigh in, 1-877-807-9977. We're going to hit the topic of keys to good government, and is it lawful for government to rule against the law? Why? No, it's not. Check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Introducing the only portable solar generator in the world that uses advanced sun tracking technology. The SunSocket Solar Generator from Aspect Solar, featuring 60-watt rotating solar panels, a built-in 250-watt-hour, lightweight lithium-ion battery that charges in only 5 hours, multiple output sockets, and more. See it in action at AspectSolar.com or call 877-717-7778. Call 877-717-7778.
Kind of chuckling here because what will happen in the last 5 minutes, the lights, the lines start to light up. Absolutely amazing here, friends. 1-877-807-9977. Again, if you'd like to be my friend on Facebook, Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean, double E, always posting stories. And or you can go to Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, and check out the uploads as well. Now, folks, yesterday I started the show talking about just going to national outlets, big outlets, bigger outlets. And I'm going to do it again today, but I'm going to ask you a question counter to the way that you've been fed your news. So, for example, I'm on a major outlet right now. Widespread terror drills prevail across America. Huh. Read Leviticus 26 when you get time. God said he would appoint terror. He said you would flee when none pursueth. Terror is contrived, friends. Real or hoax, 1960s subliminal national anthem video goes... Or it says, obey governments. Okay? Another Travis County, Texas Democrat charged with DWI. Okay, that's good news. That's proper news. Poll, only 11% trust Obama on NSA reform. Promises. In other words, people don't believe the man. They have come to terms with the fact that what he says... He does the exact opposite. Benghazi whistleblower lawyer, stolen Libyan missiles will be used to shoot down aircraft. Okay, that's great. Predicting now, okay. Predicting bad news. Instead of knowing that, okay, so Benghazi whistleblower lawyer, stolen Libyan missiles will be used to shoot down aircraft. Okay, so if they know that the missiles have been stolen by the Libyans, then let's deal with the Libyans before they shoot the missile off. You see how that works? Prevention is better than cure. Michael Hastings was investigating CIA director of John Brennan. Okay, that's great. Okay, so the American people know that John Brennan's probably a crook. And how, America, are you responding to the fact that he was under investigation by the CIA? Oh, I'm sorry. By Michael Hastings. Oh, gotcha. Remember, that was the guy that they killed, remember? Yeah. couple explosions took place there in California. I watched the video. Yeah, the motor was found like 200 or 300 feet away from the car. That's amazing how that works before he hit the pole. But you're supposed to believe that he just hit a pole. Yeah, okay. Let's go to another outlet. Oh, that's conspiracy theory, is it? Huh. So I'm going to go to another major outlet right now and just bringing you all the good news that these outlets bring you. Okay, they're watchdogs. Some of it's good, some of it's bad. Majority of it's easily bad. Okay. So, on another major outlet right now, Senator Rubio, friends, by the way, he's got a background such as Barack Hussein Obama. He's in a position where he's turning on the American people, too. In Florida, they have him figured out, though. I hope America catches up to the fact that he's not one of us as well. But he said, you know nothing about our border. Arizona Sheriff hammers immigration bill supporters and offers revealing picture of the border. So Rubio is being rebuked by the sheriff, which is good. That's good news, friends. We're beginning to see the trickles of people talking about Hillary running for president this next term. You guys might want to look at some of the facts behind the Clinton mob administration and the deaths related to that whole administration. Pretty scary stuff, friends. Going on to another outlet. Folks, what I'm trying to get to here is literally, I would say 60 to 70% of what I see on these major outlets. Who cares? It's not news, it's gossip. So I'm going to another major outlet right now just to show you what's on their headlines. And Senator on asylum spree, absurdity. Okay, Florida teen, sorry, bus attack suspects. Dad says son paid a price. A bunch of black kids beating up on a white kid. Got to be careful of that, friends. We're all in this together. If we don't figure that out, we're going to go down in history as a bunch of fools. Our Father, our Creator, says again that all nations are one blood. I don't care what color you are. We're in this together. So I'm going to one of the biggest outlets real quick. I'm bringing this to a point. DOJ frees London whale. Obama cost caps delayed until 2015. Now, this is my question, folks, because while we hear all of the bad news again today, I'd put into perspective that the bad news should be falling not on them that are obeying the law, but on them that are breaking the law. Here, let me say that again. So while we hear all of the bad news again today, I'm highlighting some of it, talking about how Obama cost caps delayed until 2015. Friends, let me go back to what the Constitutional Republic and the laws of our Constitutional Republic mandate. We're ruled by law, not by opinion. Okay, we're not ruled by a bunch of legislators or activists sitting on the bench. And we've seen that with the Supreme Court, which, by the way, they are not the final say. They are ruled by the laws of our republic, such as we, who they represent. But Obamacare is unconstitutional within itself, so why are we talking about a delay until 2015 if it's unconstitutional? See, they get you asking the wrong questions, therefore they don't have to give you the right answers. Okay, so I'm on a major, 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 I think it's probably the biggest outlet in America. Okay, they're talking about how Lindsay Lohan, by the way, made $30,000 in a movie where she was playing a porn star. Isn't that cute? Like that's important information, right? Okay, disoriented ex-U.S. Senate candidate arrested. Okay, that's good. Israeli army shoots down rocket near Egypt border. Okay, that's news. Investigators, IRS, learner used personal email to conduct official business. Of course. And she sits there like she sits there, friends, on the front page of this major, major outlet, like a peacock spread with her wings out. Ma'am, pride comes before a fall. Okay, so, and instead of looking at the IRS, by the way, they're still harassing conservatives in this country and patriots in this country. And the reason they're harassing the American people is because the American people are standing down, again, allowing it. Now, the question I have for you, friends, is does government have a right to break the law? If they don't, then why are all these news outlets, a good portion of them, highlighting the laws that your government are breaking and violating towards we the people? See, it's not really hard to put this into perspective when you love freedom. Because when you begin to look at these outlets and you pay attention to who they are and what they're actually promulgating, you have to ask yourself, whose side are they on? Because wasn't it Thomas Jefferson that rightly said, when the government fears the people, you have freedom, but when the people fear the government, you have tyranny? He said it the other way around. So when the government fears the people, you have liberty, but when the government fears the people, when the government fears the people, you have liberty, but when the people fear the government, you have tyranny. I mean, folks, we're actually talking, now I'm looking at a picture of Wiener. He loves waving his gay flag. How many times does this man have to be busted in New York before he's thrown in prison for the rest of his life? And you better bet your bottom dollar the state-run media's got his back for him still to be out there. But again, he's out there because the people are taking him like he's harmless. But what happens, friends, when he gets into the position of representing you, the people, in New York? Is the joke, is it still funny at that point? I mean, we can see what's going on over in California right now. I mean, we just seen the governor. I mean, gee whiz, friends. I mean, this is how bad it is. I mean, look at over in California right now. That creep. He's a creep. He's a pervert. The man should have been impeached yesterday, at least, and thrown in jail for his perversion. Passing a law from elementary to high school kids to go ahead and use either bathroom so they don't discriminate against transgenders? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me to stand down in the face of a government like that? Where is the perversion coming from, friends? It's not coming from the people, we the people. It's coming from the representatives that represent we the people. You know why he passed that unlaw that he called law, friends? Because he didn't want to confuse or discriminate against the transgenders. Those that didn't know the difference between right from wrong, as if to say God made a mistake when he made them a boy or made them a girl. I mean, look at the mental illness involved here, friends. The lesbian acts like the boy. The homosexual acts like the girl. The girl acts like the boy, and the boy acts like the girl. And he passed an unlaw towards law-abiding citizens, saying you better not discriminate against them people, because at length what they're saying is God made a mistake. This is confusing the younger generation like nobody's business. And I've said this a million times, and I'm going to say it again. If you do not sow into that generation, friends, listen to me carefully. They will be there to curse you. Don't forget what I'm telling you. The philosophy taught in the classroom in one generation will be the philosophy taught in government in the next, said Abraham Lincoln. And that is exactly what you are seeing today. What happened in the 60s and 70s? I mean, these perverts, I mean, you got Feinstein, Frankenstein, whatever you want to call it, her, in California, and she's still there. Folks, they don't have a right to break the law. What are they still doing there? Because by you allowing them to remain, you're giving them the thumbs up that it's okay that they violate laws. Oh, then maybe that's the reason they're still there. Because the American people are okay with it. What are your thoughts? 1-877-807-9977. Be right back.
Hey, everyone. This is Jake, the other guy, with the Sons of Liberty. And we are sponsoring a 12-week constitutional course beginning Thursday, August 22nd, 2013. The location will be the Sons of Liberty headquarters in Minnesota and available by webinar. The cost is $150 per person and $30 each additional family member. and the value is priceless. Contact us at 866-233-0747 or go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, click on the Constitutional Course.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you helped eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new Just In Case Pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Okay, here we go. All right, I'm ready for it. I mean, if you're ready for it. keys to good government. Well, we hear all of the bad news again today. I would put into perspective, the bad news should be falling not on them that are obeying the laws of our republic, but on them that are breaking the laws. But actually, we received the news just exactly in contradiction as to the way that we should receive the news. Did that make sense? If, for example, Warsaw versus Tehachapi, a federal court ruled that it was unconstitutional for a public cemetery to have a planter in the shape of a cross because if someone were to view it, it might cause emotional distress. I didn't know the federal court had the right to break the law. Roberts versus Magdigan. A federal court ruled, listen, the federal court ruled that a teacher could not be seen publicly with a Bible at school. Oh, really? That a classroom library had to remove the two books on Christianity out of the 237 books in the library. Really? Why? Because it exposes their darkness, friends. Alexander, folks, some of these names. Alexander versus Nacogdoches School District. A federal court prohibited an anti-drug speaker from delivering his message in schools because he was known as a Christian minister. Folks, when those that war against the Christian religion, rest assured, they're at war with God. The only argument against the Bible, my friends, is an unholy lifestyle. Nothing more, nothing less. Commonwealth versus Chambers. A man was convicted and sentenced for the brutal murder of a 71-year-old woman, yet the juror's sentence was overturned because the Bible was mentioned in the courtroom. Well, what was he doing in the courtroom in the first place then? Why do they have a judge in the courtroom? What, is it okay to advocate murder? Of course not. That's what the man was in there for. He broke the law. He murdered a 71-year-old woman. Yet, because of their confusion and stupidity, friends, because the Bible was mentioned, thou shalt not kill, making reference to his crime, they said that they couldn't prosecute. Folks, I didn't know that it was government's position to break the laws of our republic. This is my point. It's really that bad. Hey, did you know, just saying, did you know, speaking of a federal court ruled that a teacher could not be seen publicly with a Bible at school, that a classroom library had to remove the two books on Christianity out of the 237 books in the library? Folks, did you know that you never lost the right? Students have the right to pray on a public campus. Yes, they do. Students have the right to read their Bibles on a public school campus. Yes, they do. Students have the right to form religious Christian clubs on campus. Yes, they do. Students have the right to hand out tracts, flyers, and or other religious materials on campus. Yes, they do. Students have the right to do research papers, speeches, etc. with religious themes. Yes, they do. They never lost the right. Students have the right to be exempt from participating in assignments that are contrary to their religious beliefs. Yes, they do. Students have the right to discuss religious issues even though other students may overhear them. That's the purpose of the church, is let everybody overhear you. If the American people would instead spend their time bringing about resolve by upholding the law, advocating judgment, and thereby establishing righteousness and peace, we would have a different country in a week. Matter of fact, speaking of speaking out, yesterday I'd share, which brings about a correlation from yesterday's show today to today's show, which we're speaking now on, Keys to Good Government. I read yesterday, friends, that right before Germany took place, Martin Niemöller said, first they came for the communists and I didn't speak out because I wasn't a communist. Let me highlight, they didn't speak out. Then they came for the socialists and I didn't speak out because I was not a socialist. See, when you exercise your rights, you only establish freedom. I show you my faith by my works, not faith without works. Then they came for the trade unionists, and I did not speak out because I was not a trade unionist. So what was the problem? I did not speak out. Then they came for the Jews, and I did not speak out because I was not a Jew. What was the problem? I did not speak out. Then they came for me, and then there was no one left to speak out for me. That's right. You don't love your freedoms and your rights enough to fight for them and to exercise them, they will go away. We hear this quite a bit, but I want to bring it back to 1 Peter 2:13 through 14. Submit yourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake, whether it be to king as supreme or unto governors, as unto them that are sent by God, him for the punishment of those that break the law, and for the praise of them that do well. Not the other way around. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to the evil. You have a government now attempting to be a terror to them that do the good, not the evil. Wilt thou then not be afraid of the power? Do that which is good, and thou shalt have praise of the same. For he is the minister of God to thee for good. But if thou do that which is evil, be afraid, for he beareth not the sword in vain. For he is the minister of God, a revenger to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil. Okay, so if he's not there as a minister of God, then he must be a minister of what? The devil! Come on, let's call it for what it is. Come on, just say it. The devil. Come on. There really is an enemy to your soul, friends. Open your eyes. You're in a real world. And God simply said that if you do not want to obey me and you want to depart from me, I say again what he says. That nation will be turned into hell. You know, Scripture says where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. I had to stop and get a light fixed on my truck right before the radio show today. And I just noticed the wealth driving into town. Brand new truck, brand new boat, brand new homes, brand new buildings going up everywhere. And I'm saying to myself, I thought we were in some sort of a recession or something like that. I thought that we were broke. I know it's all on credit. I do understand that much. But I also realize that people still have what their heart is attached to. As a matter of fact, just down the street, my friends, there's a company that sells boats. And all around the outside, they have boats with the blue covers over them protecting their boats. But I noticed in the same area where all this wealth is generated, friends, and held within the people and their power to have the wealth and their beautiful homes and their beautiful cars and all that other good stuff, I thought to myself when I was looking at the boats, wait a second. So they have these boats covered. They're protecting these boats. And I'm thinking to myself, in the same country, just down the road, 55 minutes away from us, babies are being murdered. So what's the point? The American people are the ones that are actually advocating, through their apathy, the murder of innocent babies. Hey, don't shout me down. Don't hate me for telling you the truth, my friends. What, do I become an enemy because now I tell you the truth? Don't complain about Obama when you're out on the lake having a good time, forgetting about the fact that you're losing your freedoms. You're being burned up all the way around you, and you don't know it yet, but you are. Isaiah 42. See, everything taking place today, friends, if you don't want to listen to God for his blessings, you're going to know him for his curses, and here we are. You know, this morning when I was on Charles Butler's show, he was talking about the educational system. 86% of those that send their kids into public schools are Christians, conservatives, and or patriots. Hypocrisy to no end. Trying to figure out, their pastors love them so much, what are they doing in a public school? Well, Charles wanted to talk about the branches on the tree, and I said, respectfully, Charles, why don't we do this? Why don't we just forget about the branches on the tree, and why don't we just lay the axe to the root of the tree? You can't blame the government for what the American people, namely the parents of the children that are in public school, for something that they themselves are responsible for doing. They're the ones dropping their kids off at the school gate to be indoctrinated illegally by the federal government. Article 10, read it. They don't have a right to break the law. See, the purpose of government is to reward the righteous and to punish the wicked. Now you're seeing it completely backwards. The government's purpose isn't to reward the wicked and punish the righteous. The purpose of government is to reward the righteous and punish the wicked. See, William Penn said, governments like clocks go from the motion men give them. Let me say it again. Governments like clocks go from the motion men give them. Wherefore, governments rather depend upon men than men upon governments. Let men be good and the government cannot be bad. But if men be bad, the government will never be good. Talk to you in 23, 1 John 3:18. Love you. See ya.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin B, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.